mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote. It was on Calvary where mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. I could have I travel all road around. My heart had lost its joy and its song. Till grace placed me right where I belong. When mercy God's mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but God's mercy rewrote my life.
Mike, to please open with a prayer. We'll sing.
I am redeemed and bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. Should anybody ask me, just I've changed my whole life. Should anybody ask you just who I am, you tell them that I am redeemed.
Precious Heavenly Father, we are so glad to be back again.
Hallelujah.
We are so glad to be gathered under thy feet again.
Amen.
We are so thrilled to hear thy word again.
Amen.
Lord, one of these days will be the last day we gather together.
Amen.
And we are waiting for that day, oh
Amen.
God.
Amen.
For we know that your word is true. Tonight, Lord, we have come.
Amen.
We want you to examine us, Lord.
Amen.
We want you to examine us, Lord.
Amen.
Throw your searchlight into our life,
Amen.
Father. Wherever we are found wanting, oh, Father, we give up, Lord.
Amen.
We lift up our hands unto you.
Amen.
We fall down prostrate and we say, Father, have your own way,
Amen.
Lord. deal with our hearts tonight, Father.
Amen.
Whatever secret is hiding anywhere within us, Lord,
Amen.
Expose it and deal with it, Lord. Come down in our midst tonight.
Hallelujah.
We have gathered together in your name.
Amen.
For your word truly said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in their midst.
Amen.
And we believe your word, O God, for tonight you are here.
Amen.
Lord, come, Lord, and bless this meeting, Father.
Amen.
Come and take preeminence, O Lord.
Amen.
You are the focus of our attention, Father.
Amen.
Come and have your own way.
Amen.
Bless us, Lord,
Amen.
Till when we are done and we are finished, you say truly the Lord did come down,
Amen.
Father. Wipe away any tear here, Father. Save a soul tonight. Bring
yes.
a backslider home tonight, Lord. Touch somebody tonight.
Yes.
Answer a prayer tonight, Father.
Amen.
Come and fill us with the Holy Spirit tonight,
Amen.
O God. That when we're done, Lord, we shall bless your name.
Amen.
We are bringing on the way coming, those listening online, Father. We commit every one of them into your hands.
Amen.
Capture their attention, Father, and fill their hearts with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. Every spirit of darkness, any power that have might afflict us here, Lord, drive them all away in the name of Jesus Christ. And let your glory alone be established in our midst. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my sins are gone. Ask me why you're happy, I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are all gone. And when nights just scuffle, you ask me where are they? I say, my sins are all, where are they? They are all, it's the love of the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
Que feio a noite,
through hell, couldn't find anybody to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you. Oh, had it not been, had it not been for a place
on my
Calvary. Oh, had it not been for the old one on the cross. Had it not been for a man called
saints. Thank you, Uncle Jesse. I don't call him Brother Jesse, I call him Uncle Jesse. That was really nice. May God bless you and all those that are helping and adding their voices to the worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My, we've got so much to thank him for tonight. Not only did he go to the cross for you and for me and took away our sins and made us his brothers, but he's done so many more other things, you know. Amen. And we just want to thank him tonight to see our sister Bibish there.
Amen.
Isn't that God's grace? That's really wonderful. Even for Amani to be playing in that little room there.
Amen.
You don't know what that means, you know. So we really, really want to give thanks unto the Lord. There's so many things that happen during the week. And I have a list here of some of them. Even Brother Leroy, remember we were praying for his cousin in France who was in a coma or something like that. And he's revived. He's still ill, but he's in a better position tonight than he was last week. So
Amen.
We thank God for that. Even Brother Fergus's mother was in hospital and prayer was made. She's home now.
Amen.
So God answers prayer. Brother Sasha's friend Noah
Amen.
From Cameroon, his mom also was very sick,
Amen.
But she's better tonight. You know,
Amen.
Those things mean a lot to the people that it has happened to. I'm sure Brother Eli will enjoy the service a little bit better tonight than last Sunday, you know. Because Sister Bibi is much better. Even Johnny Scott had an eye procedure, a couple of eye procedures, and they all went very well. So
Amen.
We want to thank God.
Amen.
Really, we want to come to the Lord tonight with thanksgiving to say, Lord, thank you. Let us be one, that one leper tonight.
Amen.
That comes back and say, Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
So let us pray now and ask, Lord, that the Lord would be in our service tonight. And just give him glory for the things that he has done. Father, we are thankful yet again tonight, Lord. How thankful we are, Father, to see our sister Bibish. Lord, oh God, and the condition that she was last Sunday. And you turned it around, oh God. And tonight she's much better. She's well. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's done wonderful things. Even for me, as I'm standing here, I'm so overjoyed for the things the Lord has done for me this couple of days. It might be a little testimony to other people, but to me, it's such a great testimony. Amen. About 8 months ago, I lost the cover of my mouse, you know, this wireless mouse, you know. I turned the house upside down looking for it. I couldn't find it, you know. And then about 6 months ago, my ring got smaller, you know. I couldn't wear it. But this week, I got my ring back. It's fitting now. So I'm so thankful to God for that. And from nowhere, I was just looking for something else in the house. I don't know how it happened. And this mouse cover just literally fell out of nowhere onto the floor. I was like, what? Okay, maybe it's the other part we lost. But I was like, no, it's this part, you know. And then I looked for the other part and there it was, you know. So I was like, my God is busy restoring, you know. Amen. It's a restoration season. If you've lost something, amen, catch the season, you know. Yes. God will restore, yeah, it unto you. So may the Lord be blessed tonight. I would like to invite you to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We also will read Ephesians chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11.
Hallelujah.
By faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You judge him faithful tonight and you see what God can do. Hebrews chapter, Ephesians chapter 6 from verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we are thankful tonight, Lord, of the things that you have done through this week, Lord. These things that we have read are not even a tenth of what you have done. Lord, for we could all stand here and give testimony of the great deliverances, Lord, that you have rendered in the lives of your people that are here, those that are watching from home. And we want to thank you for every one of them, oh God. Help us now tonight as we come, Lord, to, Lord, looking into the scriptures, may you help us to see something that will help us in the days that are coming before us, Lord. We commit this service into your hands and ask your grace and mercy upon us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Saints, we are just going to look at these scriptures. A few comments before we come to a time of prayer again. So we have just read in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and it speaks there about that the war that we are warring, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. Our war is not with an adversary that we can see, even though we have adversaries that are flesh and blood.
Amen.
And if all that we had was adversaries of flesh and blood, I'm sure every single one of us here will be well prepared.
Amen.
Just as we are prepared for the adversaries that we have. Like, for instance, there are thieves out there in the world. There's not a single person here today who didn't lock their house, because that adversary won't get into your house when you lock it. They have to break through. So when you know your adversary, you equip yourself to prepare against that adversary so that they won't harm you or something like that. Even the cold weather can be adversarial sometimes. And we check the weather before we go out to see how cold is it? Is it going to rain? What kind of clothes do I need to prepare against this adversary? That's what happens when we know what adversary we have. But the war that we have on our hands is not against flesh and blood, the Bible says. It is against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Paul goes on here to show us what we need to stand against this kind of an adversary. Because your key and your door is not going to work. The devil knows how to bypass that. You know? I mean, you can't block everything and say, no, my kids are not going to interact with the world by locking the door these days. It won't work. Because now the devil comes through the Wi-Fi as well. So you're going to need something that is appropriate for the medium that he's going to use. But our war with this adversary is not flesh and blood. It is a spiritual war, and we need spiritual armor to be able to withstand this enemy. And it says here, Paul says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So the evil day will come. The prophet says the devil has a right to give you one blow in your life. At some point in your life, he's going to give you one blow. And that's the time you are going to need the whole armor of God, because if you don't have that, you won't be able to withstand this enemy. You can only withstand it by the whole armor of God. And he goes on to describe this armor of God. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Above all, this is where we want to look at tonight. Above all, in verse number 16, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. So there is a shield that we can use when the enemy throws his fiery darts at us. We can use that shield to block every one of them. In fact, we can use it to quench every one of them. And I could ask the under 18s here who were at the Bible study on Wednesday night, what does it mean to quench? Yes, sir. Who else? Who was there? I was there too, you know. You forgot. What is to quench something, Stacy? To what? To put out the effect of that thing. So when you are thirsty and this thirst is really coming against you and you are feeling like, oh, I'm going to faint anytime. I'm drowning. I'm dehydrated. I'm going to faint. You quench that thirst by drinking water. So now here, Paul is saying we can also quench the fiery darts of the enemy by this shield of faith. And if you know what a fiery dart is, I mean, you have all seen people play darts. It's a small little thing. You throw it, and it goes and pierces something on the wall. And the enemy has things like that. He's got these fiery darts. His darts are not like the darts they used to play. They are spiritual level darts. And they are fiery as well, just like the furnace was fiery. So these darts, they are not only darts that pierce you and you can remove it and throw away, but it comes with fire on it. Amen. In those days, the word that is used here in the Bible, if I can find it, it's called belos, the Greek word. It refers to an arrow with its tip wrapped with fabric soaked in flammable fluids, so that it would burn with hot and angry flames. So that's what they would do in war those days. They would take an arrow and wrap a cloth with it that is doused in flammable liquid. And then they would light it and then shoot that arrow. And it can come and cause so much damage. A little arrow. They went further than that, and they created arrows that were hollow on the inside. And they would put flammable liquid in it and shoot it so that when it hits its target, it bursts like this. And this liquid explodes and causes much more. In fact, missiles that they are using to destroy each other, the concept is taken from there, from these fiery darts. So the devil has got his fiery darts that he can fire at you, and he will fire them. But you need yourself to be prepared with the shield of faith, so that when those fiery darts are fired at you, they will come and hit you, but this shield of faith will quench them. It will douse them with water. It will take away the effect of what they could have caused if you didn't have that shield of faith. So what is this fiery darts that we are looking at? The spiritual side of them, we just read there about Sarah, that Sarah, by faith, she judged him faithful.
Amen.
But is that the whole story of Sarah? If you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 18, the book of Genesis chapter 18, where we read the story of Sarah, Sarah, as we know, was old and well stricken in age.
Amen.
The Bible says they were way past the age of giving birth. And it came to pass that God had promised them that you are going to have a child.
Amen.
And God came one day while Abram was under the tent and met with him. They prepared food and he began to speak. And he said unto him, 18 verse 9, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah hid it in the tent which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, so you see now this therefore coming in here. God has given a promise to Sarah. But there was a condition that caused a therefore to Sarah. She took that condition and looked at God's promise, and that condition, the devil used it as a fiery dart to Sarah. She said, it says, therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also. So there is God's promise, and it comes to Sarah, but Sarah looks at her condition and laughs. I mean, laughing at God. And the Lord said unto Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied another fiery dart. You see, her reasoning was being used by the enemy to fire fiery darts at her. This seems like a small little thing, but what if God had decided to do justice to Sarah for calling God a liar, the prophet says? What would God have done? But because of the sake of Abraham, God didn't destroy Sarah. And he said, then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh.
Amen.
Imagine arguing with God.
Amen.
Saying to God, I didn't laugh. God saying, but you laughed. I mean, I could understand someone else. What a big matter this could have caused. But it is also recorded in the Bible, where we read in Hebrews chapter 11 that Sarah judged him faithful. So there was something else that is not recorded in the book of Genesis that came afterwards, that Sarah really looked at it and judged God faithful. Now, instead of being judged by God for what she did, the Bible says by faith Sarah also. She would have been destroyed right there. I mean, you don't argue with God. You repent before the Lord. But she didn't, but something happened after. She pulled out that sword, that shield of faith, and blocked that fiery dart that the enemy was firing at her. And the Bible says, because she judged him faithful, she received strength and had a child.
Amen.
So you see what this faith can do when we use it the right way. The Bible says by faith, by this shield of faith, we can quench the fiery darts.
Amen.
It doesn't mean it won't hit you. It will hit you, but this shield of faith, you can quench it.
Amen.
It doesn't mean Sister Bibish won't get sick. It doesn't mean she won't lie in a bed of sickness at home. But when that dart comes and hits her like that, and people begin to tell you, oh, blood transfusion, this and that, it can be a fiery dart. It can be a simple statement that someone says, but she can sit there and begin to think about it, and it can cause such damage in her, But when we put the shield of faith,
Amen.
It quenches that.
Amen.
It absorbs it. It
Amen.
Takes away the effect.
Amen.
What if you didn't have a shield of faith? What if you didn't? There was one in the Bible who didn't, and his name was King Saul. Can you imagine? He was a man that everybody chose to say, you will be king of us. We want a king, and they put Saul on it. And God was going to work with the man. And God was testing him, as everything that comes to the Lord must be tested.
Amen.
And he was testing the man. But Saul, he didn't have this shield of faith. All the fiery darts that the enemy was pointing at him, they were coming and hitting him and causing more damage than the size of the fiery dart. And it came to pass one day when he was told, not sure which one is the first now, but I think that he was told to go and wait for 7 days somewhere by the prophet Samuel. And he said, you wait there, I will come and offer sacrifice, because that was
Amen.
God's word. It wasn't his job to offer sacrifice.
Amen.
But the enemy began to fire fiery darts at Saul. First, the people started to go away from him. And he was looking by eyes of flesh. Second, the Philistines were coming against him. Third, the prophet was delaying. And Saul says, I forced myself, therefore, when I seen the condition of what is happening out there, when I seen the symptoms of my wife that she's getting worse and worse and worse, when I seen the issue at work that is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, I forced myself to do something. See what a fiery dart can do. It can come so softly and easily. And you are looking at the conditions around you, and then you say, I forced myself to do this. And it became a fiery dart. He didn't have the breast shield, the shield of faith. It exploded in him, and then the prophet came. What have you done, Saul? God would have established your kingdom, but now he has taken it away and given it to another. And God was willing to give this man another chance again, because at another place, God tells him to go and destroy these Amalekites. Every one of them, young, old, and everything they have, he goes. And again, he says, the people brought the fatted calf. And I served it so we could. You see, he was always looking at something. And when that thing comes into him, his reasoning kicks in and it becomes a fiery dart.
Amen.
And then he disobeys the Lord. And the prophet came and said, what have you done? Now God has rejected you and given your kingdom to another. These things can be stopped by the shield of faith.
Hallelujah.
When you have the faith in God, when these darts come, only that can stop it.
Amen.
Let's look at these Hebrew boys before we come to a time of prayer. When they were in Babylon, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, just going about their business, and the king decides to make an image. They were not involved. Then they make all these decrees. Oh, if the music plays, it's time to pray. You must pray to this king, to this image. And then it started to play. And they just went on about their business. Nah, we can't do that. I'm not going to share on my LinkedIn about this pride thing. I won't do that. But in the company, they have made a decree, whoever doesn't share, out. If you have the shield of faith and they tell you that, you just block it. Say, no, I'm not compromising on that.
Amen.
But if you don't, there we see, what's going on with the brother? He's supporting pride and things like that now. It's a tough thing. But they didn't compromise, this boy. Then they were brought before the king, and the king said, if you don't worship me, I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace. Listen to their response. I love how they responded.
Amen.
Because these guys were really serious. They were not double-minded.
Amen.
They knew exactly where they were standing. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, if you throw us into the fiery furnace, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. They were not double-minded, these guys. They were really using that shield of faith. No matter what the king was saying, as a fiery dart coming to them, I'll throw you into this furnace. They just put faith in front. We won't do it. God is able to deliver us. And it quenched the fire. It literally did that. Because they were put in this furnace. In verse 18 it says, but if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. So they said, we won't do it. It's you rather throw us into the fiery furnace. They were standing on the word of God. And that's what it is to use the shield of faith. That when it comes against you and the condition are pushing you to offer sacrifice when you are not supposed to offer it like Saul, you say, I'll stand on the word of God. I'll wait for the promise even if the Philistines overrun us. I'll do things according to God's word. I will not compromise, but I'll stand on the word of God and God will deliver you. He literally did that here because they were put in the fiery furnace. And what happened? The fire was quenched. Even their clothes were not smelling of fire. Why? Because the shield of faith can quench the fiery darts of the enemy. And they came out of there without any fire. Brother Branham, upon losing his wife, and it was not an easy trial, because before that he had lost members of his family as well. And then now they tell him, your daughter is sick. Your son Billy Paul is sick too. And his friend Dr. Sam Ade comes and says, Billy, I'll read it for you here. I walked out there and Billy laying at the point of death. Dr. Sam came and said, Bill, I don't think we are going to save Billy. Imagine your own son and your wife in the morgue and your daughter in the hospital. And they say, we can't save your son. He is so bad. Bill, I feel so sorry for you. He put his arms around me. I say, Doc, I ain't got no more strength. He was at the lowest point a person could get to. And he goes on to speak this story. And he went to the hospital to see his daughter. And while he was sitting there, he says, before they let him see his daughter, I sat there, I thought, oh God, what have I done? You are a good God. Why did you let her die, his wife? The other day, me holding her two little arms like that, begging him for her. Why did you let her die? There is Billy laying there dying, and here she is dying, his daughter. What have I done? Tell me. Well, I just might as well go with them. That was a serious fiery dart that the enemy had thrown at the prophet, and it got to him, and look at the condition that he was in. And he sat there thinking, and he says, then Satan moved up by the side of me and said, did you say he was a good God? I mean, that's a serious fiery dash. Without the shield of faith, you can't overcome this. He says, I think there's a place where he says, that's the hardest temptation I ever met in my life. That was a hard temptation. To be sitting there seeing your daughter so sick. Your son dying, the doctor saying we can't do anything, and your wife in the morgue waiting to be buried. That's a serious place to be. And he sat there thinking these things, and the devil came next to him. You see, these fiery darts that we fight against, they are not flesh and blood. It is this reasoning when it kicks in, when things go wrong. And the enemy comes and you're reasoning, and he comes and sits next to you, and he puts his arm around you and he says, did you say He was a good God. What do you say, brother? Remember Job, yeah? When they came and told him, all your children are gone in one day. No wonder God boasted about Job. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God gave, God has taken. Amen. Blessed be his name. That's a serious shield of faith. Amen. And he said, then Satan moved up by my side there and said, did you say he was a good God? Yeah, I said that. And he began to reason with the enemy for a long time. And he says, everything he was telling me was the truth. The fiery darts are not complete lies. Very true. You could go to the doctor tomorrow, sit there and get a diagnosis of cancer. Stage 4. That's a dart, brother. A fiery dart. And it has hit you, but you can quench the fire of that dart by the shield of faith. It can come tomorrow. You go to work on Monday and they tell you your job is finished. They are laying off people now. And everything you were doing was dependent on that. What do you do? I mean, you could go home and find that your husband has decided to pack his bags and go and leave you with all the kids. That's a fiery dart. What do? You can quench it with the shield of faith. Because that's what the prophet did here. He says everything he was telling me was the truth. Everything that he would say, just 4 right in line, see here. I was just then about ready to say, then if that's the way he has to act, then I won't serve him. You see what damage this dart can do if you don't have the shield of faith. Just as I said that, he already began to say it. Just as I said that, there was something came from somewhere else, way down on the inside, said, who are you to begin with? The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. See, that's the inside man. It doesn't reason at all. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And if you can take the word of God that you hear and use it every day, there's no fiery dart of the enemy. Because in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 where we read, it says all the fiery darts of the enemy. That's the word it said. It will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And that's a great temptation, saints, to be sitting in a hospital watching your daughter die, your son is about to die, your wife is in the morgue, and the devil comes and says, did you say he was a good God? Is he a good God tonight, saints? I believe that God is a good God. Imagine what Brother Branham had to go through, but with that shield of faith, quenched that fiery dart, and he went on and preached so many messages that we enjoy tonight. Isn't God good? And now he is united with his family again. Never lost anything. The Lord bless you. Can I invite Brother Jesse again to sing with us a song before we come to a time of prayer? Amen. Amen. Just a chorus, Brother Jesse.
I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his
great love. I'm from all I'm safe in the sheltering eye. I'm living by faith. And I feel who I am. I'm living by faith.
I'm living by faith.
Called faith is our victory.
Amen.
And it is our victory. You can see how much God can achieve when you have faith in God. In fact, in the Bible it says, without faith it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
That's just what it is, saints.
Amen.
We live so much under our privileges when we use reasoning, when things rise up and we try to find another solution. The solution is in the Word of God. Let us come to a time of prayer. If you could also remember a lot of these prayer requests tonight, Brother Sasha's neighbor's mother still requires prayer.
Amen.
Even our pastor has had a headache since yesterday, and he was asking for prayer tonight. Brother Leroy's cousin, Erasmus Moyo, is still weak and ill in France. Let's pray for him.
Amen.
Brother Maxwell is not able to be here tonight because he had some medical tests and the results are a bit conflicting. Let us pray for Brother Maxwell.
Amen.
We don't care what the result says, you
Amen.
Know. We've got the shield of faith.
Amen.
It can douse whatever the results say and it can be away. And our brother back here again ministering. Even Sister Comfort, her visa renewal, there's been some complications. But we've got the shield of faith.
Amen.
And we are standing on that tonight. Brother Greg's, his daughter Sophia, is not feeling well at home tonight. So let's
Amen.
Pray for her also. And Brother Greg also met a young man on the streets, Ricardo. And the young man wants to serve God, but he's got his one leg in the world. You know, it's not easy to take it out, you know. But by prayer, all things are possible. Let's pray for this young man. And there's a lady that we are acquainted with. Her name is Mildred in the UK. She recently arrived from Zimbabwe with her husband. And the husband took sick. He's very sick. He's got failed kidneys. He's got issues with his heart now. He's in hospital. Just recently arrived in the UK. And they have to face up with this kind of issues. Please also pray for him. Let us come to a time of prayer.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, how we want to come before you once again tonight for your grace and your mercies.
Keep the festival in the peace and the fight of silence. Help us, Lord. give this man, Lord, help us. Bring him over the fence to him. Show him the way. God, that he may be in wealth for thy kingdom. And you, Lord, is strengthened his mind. Lord, to the honor and glory of thy kingdom. Be blessed and satisfied, I pray. Show thy love and kindness upon us, like God, I pray, even as we should come on Sunday. Lord, we will pray. That you come and give this to us.
Brother Eli, if you could come and close for us in prayer.
Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we are coming to you in this evening time. There can be no better time, even in the evening time there shall be light. Is indeed you, O Lord, who in the time past you are coming in the evening time. Amen. And came to Adam and came to Eve. Amen. And asked him how was the day and plan for this next day. Amen. When there was serenity, no sin in our midst. Amen. But Lord, the fall having taken place, you are bringing back the lost Eden, O Father. Amen. And you are already benefactors of resurrection, O God. Amen. We know there's a perfect Adam Father here with us, O God.
Amen.
When we see Sister Baby coming around with the son with him, then we know the perfect Adam is here.
Amen.
That the very same one, Heavenly Father, can reach out to our pastor, oh God.
Amen.
And come Sunday, we'll see him here.
Amen.
Ministering for you. And you, Heavenly Father, drawing from your presence, oh God. Because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, that when we see other people had come here in the past, giving testimony about their visas, oh God.
Amen.
And some sang a special too. We are now adding on that, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
That Sister Comfort too will come here one day.
Amen.
And
Amen,
sing
Lord.
A song, Father, to Heavenly Father.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Thank you, Father, for your grace, oh God.
Yes,
whatever be the problem, whatever be the issue, Amen. Heavenly Father, you made the way for me to be here.
Amen.
It was your
Amen.
Grace, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
You are no respecter of persons, oh God.
Amen.
You are going to do the same, Heavenly Father, for
Amen.
You are the same moving God, Heavenly Father. You taught us in your word, oh God, love your neighbor. And he is your son, brother, such a loving the neighbor, reaching
Amen.
Out to the parents, oh God.
Amen.
That
yes,
is the hallmark
Lord.
Of Christianity, oh Father.
Amen.
We pray, may you stand behind that, Heavenly Father, that,
Amen.
Lord, even the people will know that this neighbor of ours has a God who is rich in mercy.
Amen.
He has reached
Amen,
out
Lord.
To our parents, oh God. And if they be thy seed, we shall see them one day coming here to
Amen.
Testify by themselves, oh God.
Amen.
Because we are praying in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Heavenly
Lord.
Father, so many requests have gone forth, Heavenly Father.
Mm.
I may not remember them all being a man or fresh.
Amen.
But God, you said in the Bible, before we call,
Amen.
You already answered, Heavenly
Amen.
Father.
Hallelujah.
You have
Amen.
All the attributes, Father, in you.
Amen.
You are the hearer.
You are Jehovah Jireh. Amen. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are all in all, God. May you come down, Father, in your serenity and reach out to each one of them, Heavenly Father. Amen. To the glory of the name, Heavenly Father. Yes, and I Lord. Trust if there is time, we shall come here and share the victories one by one. And Amen. Testify of your greatness, oh God.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service. We know you are here because you have failed you. And we know our prayers will be answered, oh God.
Amen.
May you bless yourself and Heavenly Father was standing here,
Amen.
Having lost some strength, but Father, strengthen him, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And give him, Father, more liberation. That when the, if there is time, we shall draw again, Father, from him.
Amen.
We will now be going back to our homes. We pray, Father, for your grace.
Amen.
We pray for traveling mess, oh Father. There was never happy when he started him, oh God. He would want to revenge, but Father, we are going forth with your blood. That
Amen.
Father, whoever is traveling, Father, from here will go back to the home safely.
Amen.
And if there is time, come back, Father, to save you. We thank you, Father, for this service, and we thank you for being with us. For we ask
Amen.
And pray in Jesus' name, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And God bless you, brother. Thank you. Amen. If you could come again, Brother Jesse and the musicians. May the Lord bless you, saints.
Hallelujah.
We will be thrown into a fiery furnace, you know. But it will not harm you.
Amen.
I remember years ago, my boss calling me at work, and he was so stressed. You could see physically the stress on him. And he said, Wilmore, I have tried everything I can, but I just can't. I have to tell you bad news. You know, we can't employ you anymore. You know, the recession was biting. I was like, oh, fine, that's all right. It was a fiery dart, but it didn't bite me. He was more stressed than I was, you know. That's what God can do, and he can do that for you too. The Lord bless you. Thank you, Brother Jesse.
I'm living by faith in Jesus above.
I know that Jesus.